Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Dixie Dregs from September 13th, 1975 at University of Miami in Miami, Florida. Dixie Dregs was formed in 1973 in Miami, Florida. In 1970, in Augusta, Georgia, Steve Morse and Andy West, and Morse's older brother Dave on drums, Frank Brittingham and Johnny Carr had a band called Dixie Grit. Johnny Carr was later replaced by Mark Parrish on keyboards. In 1971, Steve Morse enrolled at University of Miami School of Music, and shortly after, Dixie Grit was disbanded. Steve Morse and Andy West formed a duet and named it Dixie Dregs, meaning the dregs of Dixie Grit. In 1973, Steve Morse on guitar, Andy West on bass, Alan Sloan on violin, and Bart Yarnell on drums met at University of Miami and started opening at concerts and playing at local clubs. Bart Yarnell was injured in a surfing accident, and Rod Morgenstein stepped in to fill the drummer position, and Frank Josephs was added on keyboard. The band was first recorded in 1975 at the University of Miami. There were approximately 1,000 copies of the original LP pressed, called The Great Spectacle. It was reissued on CD in 1997. What we're about to hear is the earliest known Dixie Dregs live recording. The lineup is the same as the studio LP, with the exception of Frank Josephs in the studio and Mark Parrish on keyboards on this live recording. This is Steve Morse on guitar, Rod Morgenstein on drums, Andy West on bass guitar, Alan Sloan on violin, and Mark Parrish on keyboards.
I'm gonna go Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We've been listening to Dixie Dregs performing at University of Miami in Miami, Florida on September 13th, 1975. You can find out more about the band at stevemorse.com. That's stevemorse.com. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.